This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study and prayer at 7 p.m. The church is located at 121 Southwest Kester Drive in Port St. Lucie, just off of Darwin Boulevard. For more information, call 336-3908. Let us be your church home on your way to your heavenly home. That number again, 336-3908.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Psalms 34:7 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." What does that mean? It means the more that you delight in the Lord, the more He places desires in your heart. And the more He shapes your heart. He puts those desires in you so that you desire what He wants. You want what He wants. You go after what the Holy Ghost wants. So you're not self-centered and selfish wanting your things. You're after God's things. You desire what God desires. Amen? And then you ain't no longer dreaming selfish dreams anymore. You start dreaming these big God-sized dreams. Dreams that when you wake up, you go, "Wow, is that even possible?" But God put a seed in your heart and a dream on the inside of you. And it doesn't matter if you don't think it's possible. Because with God, all things are possible. That's what my word says, amen. I'm doing it for the Lord. I'm getting it for God. I'm not trying to win a city out there so I can come out there and be all famous and go, "Look, I won the city." I'm trying to win a city because God loves everybody in my city. Amen. I'm not trying to change a nation so I can get on TV. I'm trying to change a nation because God doesn't want anybody to be lost. And I love my Father. Because that's the heartbeat of God. God is hungry for people. God wants people. God died for people. And God wants to use you. He put a dream in you so that people's lives could be changed, so that they could be saved, so that they could have entrance into His kingdom. Hallelujah. How many of you know this morning that God specializes in taking below average, used up, washed out people, substandard material, and doing a work in their life until He promotes them and the whole world begins to see it and go, "God, how did that happen?" Huh? He specializes in taking the overlooked and the underqualified and He magnifies them to the whole point that the world goes, "Well, I know that had to be God because they certainly couldn't have done that. There must be a God." Oh, Jesus. Listen. Listen, Matthew 14. I just love this. You know, I never saw this before. I saw this the other day. Matthew 14, Jesus tells His disciples, He says, "I want you to go to the other side. I want you to go over there." So they get in a boat. You know what happens? They head out to sea. While they're out to sea, a storm begins to blow and the waves are coming into the boat and the boat starts tossing everywhere. And all of a sudden, Jesus just comes walking over the waves, just kind of strolling through the storm. Huh? You remember that story? And the disciples believe He's a ghost. And Peter says, "Jesus, if it's You, tell me to come." And Jesus said, "Come." Just one word. Come. How many know that extraordinary miracles usually have simple instructions? Huh? That's the reason why a lot of us who are too smart for our own good, we miss them. How many know Jesus never gave complicated instructions? Go wash. Fill the pots. Take up your mat. Huh? Isn't that what He did? It's supernatural miracles, but it's very simple instructions, so we miss them. God says, "Give 100. And we go, "I need to pray in tongues for 30 minutes about it." Never mind, you missed it. Don't worry about it. Y'all understand what I mean, right? He said, "If it's You, Jesus, tell me to come." And Jesus said, "Come." Does it dawn on anybody yet? This is just amazing to me. Are y'all seeing it? It's powerful. Watch this now. Jesus come walking by. They think he's a ghost. Peter's in the boat with the other 11. Jesus, if that's you and you are who you say you are, then I want to walk on the water the way you walking on water. I want you to give me permission to do something ain't nobody ever done before. I want you to help me break some natural laws. Let me get out of this boat and walk on some water with you, Jesus. And Jesus goes, I ain't never seen nothing like that before. I ain't never seen that before. Come on. Come on, Peter. And Peter steps out of the boat and walks on the water. This is what's amazing to me. Watch this. Peter walking on the water was never Jesus' idea. You see that? Jesus didn't say, hey, Peter, why don't you get out the boat and walk on the water with me? Walking on water was Peter's idea. Jesus said, I'm all over that. I'm all over that. He didn't say, well, come to a three-day conference and I'll give you the 7 keys to walking on water and you take good notes. And I'll put the desire in your heart that'll manifest so that you can walk on the water. No. You haven't heard me. Out of some desire that was in Peter. Out of a desire that was in Peter, he said, Jesus, I want to do something that normal people just don't do. I want to do something that natural people just don't do. I want to get out of the boat and I want to walk on water. And Jesus said, woohoo, come on, buddy. You do it. I ain't never seen faith like that before in a person. Huh? Come on, somebody praise the Lord. Listen, I'm coming to church this morning looking for some folks that are ready to get off the boat, looking for some people that are ready to walk off their map. Huh? Ready to do whatever God calls them to do. You say, well, I don't know. I can see Jesus just fine from the boat. Well, how many know if you get out the boat and walk on water, you're going to see Jesus in a whole other way that you ain't never seen him before. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not content to stay in the boat. Number two, if there's going to be advancement, there must be change-ready people with a change-ready mentality. Change-ready people with a change-ready mentality. I'm telling you right now, get a change-ready mentality. Don't have an unchanged mentality. You won't make it around here long. So what does that mean? I'm ready to embrace whatever changes are necessary. Huh? Because when the Lord spoke to Joshua, he told him this, Moses, my servant, is dead. 5 words right there. Moses, my servant, is dead. And with 5 words, God ended an 80-year ministry and closed 80 years of history. Why do you think Moses was out in the wilderness for 40 years training and then 40 more years? God was getting him ready, amen? He had 40 years of training in the wilderness. It was because he was going to take a bunch of people that didn't know anything but slavery into a wilderness. Huh? I mean, a leadership can't take nobody to a place they ain't never been. Isn't that right? So he was prepared in the wilderness because that's where he was taking them. 5 words, 80 years of history, gone. Moses, my servant, is dead. Say it with me. Moses, my servant, is dead. Not only was he dead, God killed him. Say, wait a minute, Pastor. What do you mean God killed Moses? Now, if that messes with your theology, that's okay. I'll say it this way. Moses and God went off for a walk, and only God came back. So whichever way fits you best, say however you want to, but that's what the book says. And not only did God take him on to heaven, but watch this. The Bible says that God buried him, and to this day, the Jews still don't know where the body of Moses is. God buried him, amen? In fact, in the book of Jude, it said that the devil tried to fight for his body, and the reason why the devil wanted to fight for his body is because if they had known where Moses was, they would have set up a tabernacle and they never would have left the wilderness. Huh? Because he was their leader. So what are you saying, Pastor? Here's what I'm saying. There are some things in your life that when God gets ready to move you to the next dimension, you won't have to worry about putting an end to them. God's going to end them. You're going to go all of a sudden, I wonder when, you know, I used to sing that song and it used to get me goosebumps and chills and it used to make me feel, it don't do anything for me anymore. It's different. Well, it's because that season's over in your life. There's a new season has come. Amen. You got people in your life that come and go. How come those people that I was so close to in my life, what happened to them? We were so close. We were good friends. Where are they now? And God says, well, they were necessary to get you where you are, but they ain't going to make the trip with you to where you're going. Huh? I know some of y'all ain't going to help me, but I'm trying to tell you the truth. You need to understand something. All you hearing this morning that are leaders and called of God and ministers, you need to understand this morning. There are some folks that got you to the dimension that ain't going to go with you all the way. So don't be offended. Bless them. Even if they don't leave right, bless them.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
And can I just tell all of you here this morning, if you want to leave this church, you don't have to be mad to leave. You can leave happy. It's okay. Come tell me. We'll pray over you and dump some oil on your head and kick you out the door and love you. You ain't got to come up with some reason. Well, they don't do stuff. They got the wrong people. I'm going to find me another church where I can get my needs met. You ain't got to make up some excuse to go. Go. Come on. That's half the problem. People trying to get out the door and don't know how to do it, so they get mad. That way and then you don't see them. You're there one Sunday, and then they're gone the next Sunday. I can't tell you how many head ushers have done that to me, by the way. Kim and I had people that started with us that we thought would still be with us. And we look around and our closest friends are gone. And we go, God, what happened? God said, they're scaffolding. Huh? I mean, once the building is built, you don't need the scaffolding anymore. You take it down. He said, they help you build to the level where you are, but you don't need them anymore. They help you go to the next level, but you don't need them to go to the level after that. Well, I just loved having those Friday night prayer meetings. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come. Well, that was good for 1979, but how many know that's not good for 2012? Come on, amen. If you're still singing come by here, he's done come and gone. You got to be change ready. Change ready. Somebody say, I got to be change ready. And listen, you will never change what you are willing to tolerate. You'll never change what you're willing to tolerate. As long as we're content to have a church of 80 people, that's all we'll ever have. As long as we're content to not go out in the street and preach the gospel, we'll never go out in the street and preach the gospel. As long as you're content to make $15 an hour, you'll never make 20. You will never change what you are willing to tolerate. Amen? Number three, we have to understand God's invitation and timing. We have to understand God's invitation and timing. It means you've got to understand the day of visitation for your life. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get through this. Two words in the Greek New Testament for time, chronos and kairos. The word chronos is where we get the word chronological. It's general time. It's the history of time, 1957, 1978, 2001. It's general time. It's the time that ticks off of the clock. That's the chronos time. The other word for time in the New Testament is kairos time. Everybody say kairos. Kairos is an opportune time. It's an opportunity. It's a specific moment in the chronos. It's a specific time. Amen? In other words, how many know if you set your alarm for 6:30 in the morning, when that alarm goes off at 6:30, at that moment, that's a kairos moment. Your alarm's going off in the chronos. Amen? So watch this. There are also two Greek words in the New Testament for the word, word. Amen? There's the logos. Logos is the general revelation of God. It's the canon of Scripture. It's the 66 books in the Bible. Amen? And we've always said this. We learned this in the Word of Faith. The Rhema is the spoken word. The logos is the written word. But how many know that's not true? The logos is the spoken word too, because somebody had to speak it before they could write it. Isn't that right? But then there is the Rhema word. Rhema is a specific, prophetic, God-breathed word. That's the one in Ephesians 6:17, where it says, take unto yourself the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema of God. It's the word of God. Right there, that reference is not talking about the Bible. It's talking about a rhema word of God. It's a specific word for whatever situation you're dealing with during your occupation. It's the word that you need to do battle with. It's the word that you need to fight with. If you're attacked in your body, then you need the right word. Come on, somebody. Jesus said in Matthew 4, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Somebody say proceeds. How many know that's present tense? It's a right now thing. It's happening right now. Most people find themselves living off the preceding word rather than living off of the proceeding word. Isn't that right? Now watch this. In all chronos, in all of time, throughout your day, 24/7, 7 days a week, you learn to be faithful to the Logos word, the written word. You study the word. You study the Bible. You pray to God. You get the Logos on the inside of your heart. So throughout your day, you learn the Logos. Amen. What does that mean? It means when I'm a season where there are no opportunities coming, I'm not at a crossroads of my faith, what do? I keep plowing. I keep working. I keep being faithful. I keep praying. I keep walking my walk every day. I keep letting the love of Jesus shine through my life every day. That's when I'm faithful. That's when I keep doing what I know is right, even when I don't feel like I want to do what's right. Even when there's no sign of anything breaking my way or no sign of anything working, I'm faithful to the Logos word. Come on, amen. Because I know that if I work the word throughout general course of time, there will come a day in the midst of the chronos that I will come to a divine kairos, to an opportune time, to a moment where my destiny begins to shift. And at that moment, a rhema word will come to me. A spoken word, a prophetic word will come to my life and open up an opportunity, a kairos moment in my life. And watch this. If I embrace that rhema word, if I embrace that prophetic word in my life and I step into the kairos, I step into the opportunity, at that moment there will come a supernatural empowerment on my life that will propel me into the next level, to the next dimension that yesterday I would have never been able to do. It was a divine moment. Somebody say a divine moment. Joshua, yesterday Moses was alive. You couldn't go to the promised land. Last week, you couldn't go to the promised land. Last month, you couldn't go to the promised land. But now, there's a rhema word in a kairos moment. Moses, my servant, is dead. Get ready and go. A divine opportunity has come, and everything changed. So what does that mean? Leonard Ravenhill said this. The opportunities of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of the opportunity. The opportunities of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of the opportunity. Because the kairos moment does not stay there forever. It's an opportunity. The windows of opportunity close and open, and the rhema is for that specific moment. You can miss your opportunity. You can miss your day of visitation. That's what happened to the other virgins that didn't have enough oil. Amen. You say, well, what does that mean to me? It means you got to quit living on memory lane. Get off memory lane and how they used to do it and how it used to be done and who said what and the things of the past and get into what God is doing that's new. Get ready to walk off your map. Get ready to get out of the boat and take a step of faith into the prophetic call that God has put on your life and put on this house and put on this city. And get ready because God's getting ready to do something that we ain't never seen before and done before. Hallelujah. Say, well, what does that mean to me? That means that God wants you to start living with a compass instead of a map. See, there's a difference because if you're living by a map, then you're only going where somebody else has gone before because they mapped it out for you. But if you're living by a compass, you just know the general direction of where you're going. And you might not always make the right decision. Come on, we've seen some of that, but we know where we're going. God said, go this way. We're going that way. And we go in faith. And we occupy the territory. And we run the usurpers out. Come on, somebody stand up on your feet this morning and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you know this morning how deeply the Father loves you? I have no doubt there is not even a bit of reserve in me that I know that He loves me this morning. And if you're sitting here thinking, man, that's an awful lot to take in today, let me just tell you this. You are more than a conqueror. That's the way your daddy sees you. And even though you don't think you can do it, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And even though the enemy has come in and said, you'll never measure up, you'll never get that far, you don't have what it takes, there ain't enough in you to get there. Let me just tell you, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And every tongue that rises up against you, you can condemn it. See how the Word of God works for us? You just got to get in faith and believe it. And if you do that, every dream, all the potential, every promise. Listen, some of y'all got promises from 5 years old. You had a dream when you were 5 years old and God put something on the inside of you. And you've wondered if it'll ever happen. Can I just tell you this morning? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Embrace your Father. Embrace the truth. And get ready, get ready, get ready. A new season is coming. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your truth that changes us from the inside out. Father, I thank you for your love that's deeper and wider than anything we could ever imagine. Lord, I thank you for the plans that you have for us, for the strategies of our life. Lord, for the things that you've prepared for us that eye has not even seen and ear has not even heard. The things that you have in store for us. The new things, the new days, the new levels of growth. Lord, places that we can't even comprehend, God, but we know that you've called us there. Father, we're so grateful. And Lord, we just honor you today with our lives. And we say we love you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Christian Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
There are many situations in life that can take our soul into captivity, especially when it comes to our souls being wounded. I'm Reverend Joe, the host of Wounds of the Soul. I want you to join me each and every Friday at 1 p.m. as I discuss how and why a Christian can experience bondage in certain areas in their life, but most importantly, how you can receive supernatural healing from the very wounds you are experiencing in your soul.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.
Welcome to Family Matters.